Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Today, Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Al, along with Chanel, Craig, Dylan, and we've got one heck of a show for you this morning. Oh, boy. It's no secret. We're a little space-obsessed here. Well, I got a chance to show you how the astronauts train before launch. I got to take a fun ride on a zero-gravity flight, and we cannot wait to share that with you.
And then one of the few people who has actually floated around weightlessly, Sir Richard Branson. He is live in studio with us this morning. He's already conquered space, and now he's about to set sail on something new.
Nice. And another person who's been known to soar through the air, NBA legend Carmelo Anthony, is going to be with us live. He's going to be playing alongside LeBron James on the Lakers this year, so we'll talk about that and his very personal new project.
That's the only thing that could keep Craig Melvin from leaving at 9:30.
Are you not leaving today?
He's not leaving. Yeah.
Oh,
he's,
you don't say.
Sticking around. It's Mello.
We don't
it's
want Mello. You now. No,
it's
no.
Mello and Melvin.
You don't hang
it's
around
Mello.
With Cal.
Oh, good times.
That alone.
It's gonna be a good show.
All of that coming up this hour, but we are going to start with another storm slamming ashore along the Gulf Coast overnight. This time, Texas took a direct hit from Nicholas. That storm strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane before actually making landfall. NBC's Morgan Chesky live for us this morning in Galveston with a look at the storm's aftermath. Morgan, looks like that storm is still very much active.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The Gulf of Mexico is still plenty angry after Nicholas made landfall overnight as a Category 1 hurricane. And that is what officials here kept preaching over and over again. Do not take this storm lightly, even though it was a tropical storm up until about midnight. Its winds peaking about 75 miles an hour near Matagorda, Texas. But that has been more than enough to knock out power to, a last check, nearly 500,000 people in and around the Houston, Galveston, Texas area. But the big problem here, guys, is the incredible amount of rain that Nicholas brought. In Galveston alone, where we are, it dumped an incredible 13 inches of rain overnight, and that was enough to cover a lot of nearby streets. Combined with the winds, you had power lines and trees down, and officials are still urging people to stay off the roads if you can. Travel absolutely treacherous right now, as we're on the tail end of Nicholas here, and you can see the wind still absolutely gusting with some power. And the concern as it stands right now, this storm heading to Louisiana 2 weeks ago struck by one of the most powerful hurricanes in that state's history from Ida, and there are flood watches in place all along that coast. Lake Charles in particular watching the advance of Nicholas, because it was about this time last year they were recovering from Hurricanes Laura and Hurricanes Delta. They definitely do not need a flood emergency on their hands later today.
Morgan Chesky, we'll let you get inside there. Morgan,
you in can Galveston. Hear that wind.
Thank you, Mr. Roker. I know you've been tracking this all morning. What's the latest?
Yeah, and the interesting thing, this thing was a tropical storm right up until right before landfall. Yeah. It rapidly intensified. That's the fifth out of the last six storms to rapidly intensify. Mm-hmm. Again, climate change making itself felt. And what's going to happen is this thing is going to track into Louisiana. In one day, it's going to travel about 250 miles. But look what happens tomorrow. It slows down. The rainfall will continue. It's only going to travel about 115 miles, and then as we move into Thursday, it's still in Louisiana.
Goodness.
It only traveled about 55 miles. Oh. I mean, it's basically, you're going to be able to walk faster than this thing, and that's what's going to be the problem, bringing a lot of heavy rain. We're talking some places isolated, 20 inches of rain, but we could see generally anywhere from 10 to 12 inches or more. So, again, these storms are overproducing. You don't need a major hurricane to cause major problems.
And that's the last place it needs to start.
Absolutely. I know. They need a break.
Unfortunately, weather, once again, a big story this morning. Also, some news this morning about COVID vaccine boosters. Two top FDA scientists are publicly arguing against approving a third vaccine dose
Until more research can be done, in the medical journal The Lancet, they argue that current vaccines are still effective against COVID variants, and they go on to say introducing boosters too soon could lead to some serious risks. The White House is planning to move ahead with booster shots later this month, though the FDA has not signed off just yet. The agency holding a very important hearing about it this Friday.
Meanwhile, fully vaccinated crowds will be welcomed back on Broadway tonight. The Great White Way has largely been dark for nearly 18 months, but tonight is a grand reopening for some of the biggest shows. Hamilton, Wicked, and The Lion King, they're all returning. And Alan Craig, you guys are going to be there when the curtain goes up on Hamilton.
Yeah, very exciting.
That's
very
awesome.
Yeah, we're getting to be going to Hamilton. Hoda and Savannah going to Wicked, and Carson
and JBH
are going to The Lion King.
That's amazing. And you and I were going to Netflix.
Yes.
The look on your face.
Is that a show?
Don't look to me. She's like, where are we going? Well, no, you get a whole, there's a whole plethora of shows that you'll be able to watch.
Excited. I tell you who's more excited, though. Young Delano Melvin.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, how many times has he watched it on Disney Plus?
Probably 114.
That's awesome.
That's right.
Easily.
Yes. I am so happy.
Your resume tape?
We are not.
We're not. Awesome. We did try that last year at Halloween, the two of us.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. How could I forget?
That seems like
what is happening?
I tried to forget. Broadway is forgotten.
I forgot about those wigs.
Wow.
That was amazing. Right. That was awesome. I am so happy for the folks on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
In front of the camera, behind the scene, or in front of the camera, on the stage, behind the scenes.
Yes. Everyone.
I would just like to point out, okay, so maybe you're not going to a show tonight.
Yes.
Last night? Quite the show.
You had quite the show. You
were
part of the show.
I was watching Netflix last night, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'll hide you.
You don't want to tax yourself. You know?
That's true. Yeah. We've got a lot going on.
So it was hot. So there was another New York tradition that made a comeback this year. Yes, the Met Gala. It was canceled last year due to the pandemic, but came back in a big way last night. The theme was American independence. And I can cross something off of my bucket list because I got to experience the biggest night in fashion firsthand.
Oh, say, can you scream?
Today, Chef, can you come on just for a second? Just tell us who you're wearing. Can you talk to the Today Show really quickly?
We're starting this party, right?
The Met Gala returning with a star-spangled theme for fashion's biggest night.
What do you think it is about the Met Gala that has people just so intrigued?
I just think you get to express yourself in a whole other way. You get to be kind of over the top, incredible.
So understandably, this year is a little different. Because of COVID, all of us are being asked to wear black masks. And the dress code this year is American independence.
The only people who walk this carpet are people who Anna Wintour has approved herself. What does it feel like for you?
It's incredible to have that type of support from Anna.
Anna, you look absolutely stunning. Can you tell us who you're wearing this evening?
Yes, it's homage to my great friend Oscar.
From Billie Eilish giving off major Marilyn Monroe vibes as the gala's youngest ever co-chair.
Who are you channeling this evening?
Who am I channeling? Marilyn, please.
To rapper Lil Nas X with this golden show-stopping moment.
Do you see this? Oh! We've got a costume change, ladies and gentlemen.
Stars ready to shine on those famous stairs at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. After the pandemic caused plans for last year's event to unravel.
Tell me what makes a night like this special.
Seeing all the people that you haven't been able to see in the last year, that's what makes tonight special.
Hey, Jimmy, your left shoulder covered J-Lo the whole time.
That's what she asked me to do.
What is the best part about the Met Gala?
Watching people stare at Brett. What is this concoction?
Tell us who you're wearing this evening.
I'm wearing the same thing with my wife, a little Versace, so we're having a good time. Parents' night out tonight.
Can you say hi to the Today Show?
Hi, Today Show. Look at my nails match.
The theme, we're all trying to kind of channel our inner
Donna Summer, our inner Diana Ross, our inner big hair, don't care.
What does it mean to be here on this white carpet tonight?
You know what? It's really fun to get dressed up and also to remember the balance of life, to put on some Tiffany diamonds and some couture and a little bob and be a black girl wearing what she wants.
How do you keep raising the bar each and every year?
I'm trying to keep up with the rest of them, you know, all my kids, and they kind of tell me what to wear and I put it on and, you know, that's the end of it.
Of course, keeping up with Kim may have proven a little difficult as she tried anonymity on for size. Along with the glitz and glamour, we also made time for plenty of selfies.
Say cheese.
One, two, three.
Buddha's hair is everything.
And just one opportunity to fangirl.
You were my inspiration tonight. I kid you not.
Oh, my God.
I hope I did you proud.
No, you did.
I hope I did you proud.
And fresh off the Tokyo Olympics, gymnast Simone Biles flexing her fashion muscles in an 88-pound showgirl-inspired gown.
How does it feel to be on this red, actually white carpet?
It feels insane. It feels unreal.
Newly crowned Olympic all-around champ Suni Lee fittingly dressed in gold as she thanks Simone for enlisting the help of today to surprise her father with a new wheelchair earlier this month.
My dad is doing a lot better, and I think he loves to tear. It just has been amazing, and I'm so thankful for Simone.
A bit of gratitude, always in style.
It was so much fun. I feel like as adults, sometimes we lose our sense of wonder. Mm-hmm. And so last night, I felt like that's what it was. The way kids are allowed to go outside and have recess and play and be creative and splatter paint on something. This was that. Put on some crazy outfit, have a good time, eat the vegan or vegetarian food or whatever it is.
If you can.
My sense of wonder was, I wonder what they're wearing.
It was so much fun.
I like your hair.
This was fun as well. Thank you. Shout out to Bianca.
Are you going to do that every day now?
It'll probably be here till I'm having a party on Saturday, so it'll probably be here
till Friday. Try the deal.
Exactly.
Right, coming up next.
Seriously, thank you, Gabby. Gabrielle Union is the one who inspired me.
Sir Richard Branson live in the studio with Virgin Voyages CEO Tom McAlpin. They're going to tell us about embarking on something new, setting sail into the cruise industry. And a little bit later, it's the closest thing to space without actually hopping on a rocket. It's something that Sir Richard Branson knows about. And we're going to take you on a flight into zero gravity as the third hour of today continues.
How did that feel?
Woo!
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So the last time we saw Sir Richard Branson, he was floating around in space. Well, now he's heading out to sea.
His Virgin Group is jumping into the cruise ship industry. Virgin Voyages' Scarlet Lady made its way into the New York Harbor this morning.
Just this morning. It's in town for a 3-day kickoff before the Caribbean Adult Cruise set sail on October 6th out of Port Miami.
Here to tell us about the Lady Ship and the cruise line, our Virgin Group founder, Sir Richard Branson himself, and Virgin Voyages president and CEO, Tom McAlpin. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So this has to be an exciting time. I mean, the pandemic has delayed everything, including Virgin Voyages. And now the ship is sitting in New York Harbor. You're ready to finally debut it. How does this moment feel for you right now?
Well, we came in last night in a dramatic thunderstorm with lightning and
passed
the Statue of Liberty. And I had to pinch myself. I mean, this was meant to have happened 18 months ago. Mm. Got a little delayed, as everything has. But now, finally, we're up and ready to go. And it's a fun ship. I mean, it's, it's just unlike any other cruise company, as hopefully you would expect from Virgin. Mm-hmm. my daughter, for instance, who would never go on a cruise ship, went on it about a month ago as it went around the UK. And Partied all night.
There you go. It is an adult cruise.
It is. It's an adult cruise.
You know, think about this as a boutique hotel on the high seas, you know, designed specifically for adults, and it has these curated experiences, fantastic eateries and restaurants, restaurants that you would want to go to on land. And then we've got the fantastic entertainment and this crew that delivers this wonderful experience. We call it setting sail the Virgin Way.
I mean, Tom, you've been in the cruise industry a long time, as I understand it, so you know that safety right now, top of mind for a lot of folks as we come out of this pandemic. What's being done on the cruise ships to make sure that everyone stays safe?
Well, you know, safety and security, obviously, number one for us. We spent the last 18 months really looking at protocols. How do we make this the safest way to travel? So it starts with adding additional things on board the ship. We invested in new technology, a product called Atmosair, which purifies the air, cleans 99.9% of all the germs and bacteria. On top of that, I mean, vaccines are a game changer. So we're requiring all of our sailors, we call our passengers sailors, and all of our crew to be vaccinated. And on top of that, as an additional safety precaution, we're going to be testing all of our sailors before they get on board ship.
Okay.
So the combination of this, and it's really a controlled environment, creates the safest possible way to travel.
You know, a big thing about the cruise industry right now, the word sustainability is very important. What are you guys doing to make sure your cruises are as sustainable as possible?
Well, you know what? It started from the design of the ship, designed to be the most fuel-efficient ships that are out there. We invested in new technology called Climon, which takes the exhaust heat and turns it into clean energy. We have a ban on single-use plastics on board. We have a phenomenal recycling program. And all of this geared to, you know, Richard lives on an island in the Caribbean. Our focus is on the environment. And, you know, we've invested, we're the first ship to be carbon neutral from day one. So we're investing in carbon offsets in order to do the right thing for this environment.
So, Richard, while we have you, we got to ask you about that recent trip that you took to outer space, of course, back in July. The FAA recently opened up this investigation regarding a mishap about the July space flight, saying the rocket ship, I want to make sure I get the language right, the rocket ship veered off course during the descent, currently a ban on future flights until the investigation is complete. In the future, how do we make sure things like that don't happen?
Well, it was a test flight, as far as I was concerned, it couldn't have gone better. I mean, it felt like it went straight up into space. You know, sometime later, I learned that it went a tiny bit out of the designated area, but still over desert. You know, it wasn't over any cities or anything like that, and it was only for a minute. So, you know, test flights are test flights, and you're going to discover these things and make sure you get them right in the future.
These are test flights to space. I mean, we talk about this new age space race. I mean, you've got yourself, who was the first to do it, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk's SpaceX launches tomorrow. What does it feel like to be a part of this whole race and to be first in the game?
Look, I pinch myself every day of my life because, you know, we're lucky enough to have had extraordinary experiences. I mean, today, you know, from spaceships to cruise ships. I mean, so very, very, very lucky. You know, what Elon's doing is extraordinary. You know, what Jeff is doing is extraordinary. I mean, suddenly we've got, you know, not just 500 people who've been up to space in the history of space, but a possibility of, you know, thousands of people being able to go to space and you may be, sir.
I saw him floating around there.
We'll get you up one day, and maybe your baby and your virgin baby. Sorry.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's an oxymoron.
No, it's awkward.
That's awesome.
Not how it happened.
Then it took a turn. Sir Richard, Tom, thanks so much for stopping by. Awesome. If you want to hang around, we're about to talk about going up in space myself. Something we both experienced: zero gravity. Coming up.
That's awesome.
No hand. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
So fun.
Don't miss my amuse-bouche of space and find out why these flights are actually serious business. Then later, NBA legend Carmelo Anthony live here in studio as the third hour of today continues in just 60 seconds. Don't go away.
60 seconds.
So clearly we are fascinated with all things space around here at the third hour. And lately that fascination has taken off even more with the launches of Blue Origin and Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic. And in just a few days, SpaceX will send an all-civilian crew into orbit.
Guys, thanks so much for sticking around.
Yeah, this is a good one.
In fact, the company Zero-G helped prepare them with special zero-gravity flights. And it's not just future astronauts who get to experience. I got to climb aboard for the ride of my life.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Not since Neil Armstrong's moonwalk has there been this much interest in space.
Fire, fire.
Now, with civilians and billionaires like Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos taking flight, the desire to float above Earth is skyrocketing.
That's incredible.
While tickets for a weightless ride like this are not yet a reality for most of us, one company, Zero-G, is offering folks a gravity-defying flight of their own.
Hi, Matt.
Al.
Hey.
Their CEO, Matt Goetz, gave my NBC News crew and me the chance to experience zero gravity for the very first time. So I suited up, even got my own name tag.
We put your name tag upside down since you have not flown with us before.
After a quick bite to settle the stomach.
I like this already, a pre-flight meal of a bagel, yes.
It was time to go through security and get a look at our rod.
Our chariot awaits, look at that.
A specially designed Boeing 727, Zero-G calls G-Force One.
To outfit the plane to do what it does, how much more did it take to get it ready for this?
Well, it took like 9 years. This is not your ordinary Boeing jet.
Now, when you have these billionaires going up, is that spurred an interest in your company?
Oh, it definitely has, because all of a sudden people say, wow, zero gravity, how cool, look how much fun they're having. But few people have the couple million to fly up.
Matt, I'm ready to go.
Let's go be weightless.
Oh, I can't wait. Something I've been waiting to hear my entire life.
Welcome aboard G-Force One.
Thank you.
While G-Force One won't be taking us into space, the pilots will fly the plane in a wave formation. At the bottom, we experience 1.8 Gs of force, making us feel heavier. But as we reach the top of each arch, the plane slows down, allowing our bodies to experience zero Gs and float for over 20 precious seconds of weightlessness. Our first stop, the moon, while being 1/6 my actual weight.
This is crazy.
Okay, let's try some one-arm push-ups and see how it goes. Ready? We're pretty strong, huh? Yeah, look how strong we are.
I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach.
Now we spent some time on the moon. All now right. We're going to the ISS.
But zero gravity is where things really take off.
Whoa. Let's turn you around. Don't
move your feet.
Our flight did 7 waves.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Feet down, coming down.
Uh-oh. I think kryptonite is kicking in.
Now, it appears like it's high-altitude hijinks.
Look, Ma, no hands.
But some flights are strictly business. The all-civilian crew that will be aboard SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket later this week actually trained with Zero-G. And NASA even uses flights like these to test space equipment.
Half of our flights are more and more research on things and how they will act in space and on the moon as we become more exploring of those places. But give yourself a little push.
I'm a little thirsty. Oh, drinks on me. What's the craziest reaction you've seen about somebody doing this?
I think the uniform reaction we hear a lot is this changed my life.
I got you. Mic drop.
In all, we were afforded about 3 minutes without gravity.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Before returning to the tarmac.
Wow, well, we're back on the ground.
On behalf of Zero Gravity, thank you for joining us. You are now an accomplished zero gravity flyer.
Appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, no, I'm my regular weight.
How would you describe it, Sir Richard?
I would like to shake your hand. it's a great experience, and I just remember when we got into space, just unbuckling and just floating out of the seat. And
that's amazing.
And that's one of the incredible things about going to space.
Does it drop your stomach, or
no.
do you just feel?
At least not for us. You just feel heavier as you're going in.
Huh.
We had this condensed flight. Normally, they take customers through 15 of those waves, and they say that's about as much as normal folks can do before you enter that vomit comet territory. And what's interesting, there's a low-tech version that the pilots use. They've got all this instrumentation, but they've got this little rubber duck that sits on the cockpit's dashboard, and when the duck floats, when it's between the pilots, they know they're going at the right.
That's how they know.
Well, besides the instrumentation, but it's pretty cool. We should also mention a ticket for one of Zero G's flights starts at $7,500. Company didn't charge NBC News for our flight. Sir Richard Branson, Tom McAlpin, good luck with the launch.
Yes, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Sounds like a heck of a cruise line, and there's gambling on board, by the way.
Oh yeah,
that's right. You're getting your first tattoo for your birthday.
I will be getting my first tattoo for my birthday.
And we are looking for the ultimate Virgin vacation, where you fly over on a Virgin Atlantic plane, upper class, come stay in a Virgin hotel, take a flight to space on Virgin Galactic, and end up on a Virgin.
McAlpin, selling it, baby!
On a Virgin Voyager.
And look, we'll even say you're a pair of spacesuits on.
We do a segment called Buddy Up.
So there you go. We're down.
That sounds like it'd be about $2 million.
Thank you. Carmelo Anthony, you might as well just come on over since you also defy gravity. Do you like that? You see what I did there?
Nice.
The great Carmelo Anthony is live here in Studio 1A. We're going to talk about teaming up with LeBron, and it's very personal. New project he wants to tell you about.
Mello!
We'll be right back here on the third hour of today.
This morning, we are going to catch up with one of the greatest to ever pick up a basketball. Carmelo Anthony, 10-time NBA All-Star, 3-time Olympic gold medalist, 10th all-time scorer.
Now, away from the court, he's also a philanthropist, entrepreneur, podcast host, and now author.
His new book is called Where Tomorrows Aren't Promised, a memoir of survival and hope.
And it offers a look into Carmelo's life leading up to the NBA. And here to tell us all about it, Mr. Anthony himself. Quite the renaissance man.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank
you.
Morning.
Thank
you.
The book is revealing, it's illuminating. And for folks who followed your career since Syracuse, I think they're going to be surprised by a lot of it. You write in the book that you hadn't actually, growing up, thought about being in the NBA. It was not in the plan. How could that be?
I just think, well, first of all, thank you for having me.
Of course.
I just think when I say that, a lot of people, it surprised a lot of people that I didn't dream about being in the NBA. I just think it wasn't reachable, like that goal wasn't reachable. I mean, to be one out of 435 players to come out every year to be a part of that fraternity, them numbers scare you. Mm. And that's all you was told, like you would never be that. You know, you gotta be special to make it to the NBA. Yeah. So I just thought being part of my environment and growing up where I was growing up at, they wasn't coming to get me out of there.
Mm-hmm. Little did you know.
Yeah.
Little did I know.
You are very special. And you really open up a lot, and you're very honest in this book. You talk about race, violence, even death, mental health. What was it like being so vulnerable? I mean, and how does it feel to put yourself out there like that?
It was very challenging, I would say that, because I was afraid to tap into that side of it when telling my story. I just wanted to keep that quiet. You know, I wanted to keep that sacred for the sake of my family, for the friends.
Yeah.
That was for us at gatherings and in barbecues and in holidays, and we get together and tell those stories. But now I'm inviting everybody into that part of my life, which is, I don't want to say scary, but it's a very vulnerable moment for myself. And being in the place where I'm at now and at this point in my life and this point in my career and trying to search for me and find me and doing this, you know, this research, it makes everything makes sense in the book. Like, them stories make sense.
You know, what is true is that there may be a young man who picks up that book who is also dealing with struggles, or a young woman, if you will, and sharing your story can perhaps change their lives. Was basketball at the time an escape from all of those things that you were dealing with? Or was it just fun? Like, when did it become, like...
It was just fun. Like, it was just fun. It was, you know, that's what we did. We played sports seasonal. Whatever sport that was going on at that point in time, we played it. So it was always fun, but I didn't love it. I didn't love it. I actually loved baseball first. Like, my first love was actually baseball. I guess that's the Puerto Rican side.
I was going to say, maybe... There's still time. There's still time. Life is long, Lord willing.
But I didn't love basketball. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
The other thing you write about in the book, you didn't love your name Carmelo. You even changed it for a
I love
while.
It now.
Tell, how did that evolution happen?
It was just, you know, going from these different environments, and it goes back to, you know, you could say mental health and people bothering you and people messing with you about your name, about your sneakers, about your apparel, your appearance. I wasn't part of that, but I just knew, like, coming from New York where it's black, brown, you know, Brooklyn, New York, and going to Baltimore where it's predominantly black, nobody really cared about the name Carmelo. So I wanted to fit in with my name. So I picked the first name that I seen on the board, which is Tyrone.
You know, I don't think that... Tyrone!
Tyrone!
You better call
Tyrone.
Why did you go back to Carmelo, though?
My mother got on me.
Yeah, that's usually how it happens.
It works.
Yeah, and then these were stories and experiences at 8, 9 years old. Right?
Sure.
So I didn't know much. I didn't know much about... I wasn't tapped into, you know, my Puerto Rican side at that point in time. So when she tells me, look, you should honor that name. Mm. Mm-hmm. You should do your research and figure out why you should honor that name. And then once I started doing that, then I got my name.
A lot of folks don't realize, in addition to all the things that we mentioned, you also give back in another way. You are coaching and bringing along a whole new generation of basketball players. In fact, you coach one of my buddy's sons, Will Graves. But I think that's so commendable because a lot of guys like you, they don't have to do that. And I understand you're actually there coaching as well, like on the sidelines, fully engaged. Before we let you go, I want to ask you about the Lakers, because as you know, there are some folks who have said, you know, these super teams in the NBA, these teams that take all this talent, it makes the game less fun. What do you say to that? That there's no parity in the NBA anymore because of guys like Melo who go to play with guys like LeBron.
I just think the timing is different now. I just think that the game of basketball is different. Whereas before, when I first came into the NBA, each of us had our own organization, our own team. So we had to go out there and do it on our own. Now, you can't do it on your own. Yeah. It's quite impossible to go out there and try to win on your own and do it on your own. When there's so much opportunity now, there's so much money now, the talent is growing and getting stronger, you can't do it by yourself.
Are you hyped? You excited?
I'm excited. I'm excited about the book, but I'm definitely excited.
You can be excited about multiple things.
He wants to rain.
That was the reason why I picked the Lakers, because I feel like that was the greatest chance of going to get a ring.
I would agree. I would agree. Giannis, maybe not so much, but we'll see.
No, I'm sure a lot of people don't agree with that.
Carmelo, it's so good to have you in person.
Thank you.
And the book.
Normally, Craig's gone by now.
Craig, thank you, man.
He never stays for us.
Again, the memoir is Where Tomorrows Aren't Promised. It's in stores now. It's written by Carmelo Anthony.
All right. Congratulations. Good deal. Thank you.
All right, when we come back, the fashion and beauty trends that TikTokers are loving right now, including the rise of the shacket. And Craig's going to stick around for this one.
No,
yeah, right.
That's for the shacket.
Neither am I.
That's for the shacket.
Y'all are not right.
Shacket. You made that up.
From Freakonomics Radio, a new series about a role model we didn't know we needed.
So many crazy things really did happen to him.
The physicist Richard Feynman was one of the most brilliant scientists of his generation, but he was also a troublemaker, an obsessive, and a man who spoke truth to power. Along the way, he created a blueprint for how to lead a life of honest inquiry.
He was a brilliant theoretical physicist, but what really made him stand out was his humanity.
The curious, brilliant, vanishing Mr. Feynman on Freakonomics Radio.
We are back with our series, TikTok Made Me Try It. And this morning, it's more like TikTok Made Me Buy It.
I love it. Fashion and beauty expert Maku Enlovu is here with the hottest fashion and beauty finds that are going viral on TikTok. Just a reminder, if you love anything, you can grab your phone and scan that QR code to see some of her picks. And you can buy them if you want. Maku, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies. How you doing?
We're doing great. So kicking us off, you have one of the biggest fashion trends for fall. Let's talk about the shacket.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is the shacket. Essentially, a shacket is a shirt and a jacket, hence the word shacket. This is so easy to wear, ladies. I love that it's long enough to cover the tush. You could dress it up or dress it down. It looks great with any outfit. Definitely make sure you check it out.
And it's soft.
All right. Yeah. It is very soft.
Yeah. Very soft. Cozy flannel.
Yes. Athleisure is still such a trend right now, but you love these matching sets.
I adore these matching sets. And get this, they're incredibly priced. This two-piece is under $30. I look for two things when it comes to athleisure. I look for the two tees, the tush lift and the tummy lift. These are incredibly comfortable to wear. What I would do is wear a t-shirt or a sweatshirt on top of these.
Me too.
But these are great for just sort of lounging in. I would size up in these for lounging, but definitely for working out, stay true to size.
I love
these
it.
These mannequins are in great shape.
Right?
So it looks very nice.
Now on to beauty. So TikTokers say this first find is a real problem solver for those of us to use hot tools.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so has this ever happened to you? You're leaving the house and you're like, oh my gosh, did I forget to turn off the curling iron? This is a two-in-one device.
This is
that's great. This helps. It's fantastic. Helps to protect your counters and your tables, and you can also use it as a travel pouch.
Oh, look at that.
Here's the best part. Isn't it fantastic?
Yeah.
You can put in your hot curling iron and your flat irons while they're hot into this pouch.
That's
it is
good
great.
Stuff.
This is fantastic for any beauty lover out there. I absolutely love that one.
Awesome. And last but not least, I guess, for temperatures that are falling, you know, as they start to drop, you say there's this one little gadget that's so great to keep your face moisturized. I think this is like James Bond.
I thought it was a phone.
Here.
What is it?
Oh, it looks like a phone. TikTokers are loving it. Think of this as your personal humidifier. So as temperatures start to drop, this is a fantastic way to add that moisture back into your skin. Guys, this is reusable, so you can use this over and over again. Think about using this as a pick-me-up. This really adds that hydration and moisture back into your skin. Works on all skin types. Isn't it great? How does it feel, Chanel?
It feels like I'm at a spa
now. Craig put this in my face before. I thought he was trying to poison me.
That's funny. How much is this?
This is under $10, you guys, and that's what we love about all these finds is that they're so well-priced. The facial mist is actually under $20, so well-priced. And again, you
that's
can reuse this over and over again. You just refill it with water and add that hydration back into your face.
Done.
You get the curl back in your hair.
I know, right? Just put that right back in there. Thank you so much. And to shop these products, you can head to today.com/shop. And we want to remind you that Amazon has an affiliate relationship with Today. So whenever you buy an Amazon product through the site, Amazon pays Today a small commission on that sale. You were great. And I love your sweater, by the way. I have one.
Well, you just bought it.
I did. I just bought it. You guys will see it next week.
All right. We'll be right back.
Tomorrow on The Third Hour, actor Amanda Stenberg joining us live to talk about Dear Evan Hansen.
Hoda and Jenna are up next, and Hoda shared some exciting news this morning.
Yeah.
She officially launched her newest project, an original podcast called Making Space with Hoda Kotb.
The podcast is all about making space in your life to find happiness, be uplifted, and each week Hoda will hear from inspiring guests who share their stories of perseverance and triumph. You can find Making Space with Hoda Kotb wherever you get your podcast, or you know what to do, scan the QR code on your screen. It'll take you right where you need to go.
We will see you back here tomorrow, we hope. In the meantime, have a fantastic day.
Should we try running?
All right, you're walking today.
Okay, there we go. Al didn't.
Hey guys, it's Hoda from the Today Show, and I cannot wait to tell you about my new podcast, Making Space with Hoda Kotb. Join me each week as we make space for incredibly uplifting stories and inspiring people.
Follow Making Space with Hoda Kotb now wherever you get your podcasts.
From Freakonomics Radio, a new series about a role model we didn't know we needed.
So many crazy things really did happen to him.
The physicist Richard Feynman was one of the most brilliant scientists of his generation, but he was also a troublemaker, an obsessive, and a man who spoke truth to power. Along the way, he created a blueprint for how to lead a life of honest inquiry.
He was a brilliant theoretical physicist, but what really made him stand out was his humanity.
The curious, brilliant, vanishing Mr. Feynman on Freakonomics Radio.